The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Cheval Golang is brought to you by Acapron International Academy, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bahamar, City of Hope, Epic Battery, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Sun Oil Limited.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Cheval Golang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show today, the numbers haven't changed. They are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316. I know there's another number. Maybe the producer could send me that one too, so in case we have more calls that we need. But you can also call us from the Family Islands on 242-3020. So if you are in Grand Bahama, Abaco, Bimini, Long Island, Exuma, Eleuthera, Andras, Mayagona, San Salvador, Cat Island, Crooked Island, or Inagua, please, or any of the keys, feel free to give us a call on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp us, or me, on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. So let me give you the lay of the land today. I have some special guests in studio today. In the first half, we have some special guests. And then I'm second half, I have some special guests too, paid guests. And so we got to honor our guests. And so I'm delighted to have with us today His Excellency, Mr. Darren Cash. And also with us today is Crystal Morris. Welcome, lady and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I trust you're doing exceptionally well. Good afternoon to your audience.
I'm good. Welcome. You got some exciting things coming up that you wanted to talk to us about, and we're happy to do so.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It's indeed a pleasure to be on Guardian Radio today with you.
Excellent.
We are here to talk about a phenomenal conference that is upcoming, Unleash Your Power, which is the brainchild of Mrs. Annette Cash, principal of Blue Chip Consulting Limited. This conference is a part of her 21st century community. The purpose of this conference is to bring great women together.
Ms. Cash believes, That's a problem.
Yes,
when the women come together, power in the place.
So we about to shake the Bahamas with our amazing superpowers, as we have coined it. Our theme for this conference is When Women Get Together, Great Things Happen.
And so this is a women's leadership conference.
It is a women's leadership conference, but you know, we can invite the men who feel they may want to see, you know, what our superpowers are. So feel free to come, men. And
gents,
see
that's
how
a good idea. Go find out sooner rather than later.
Find out what our superpowers are so you could, you know how to deal with us a little bit better. So that's the goal of the conference. When women get together, great things happen. You know, iron sharpens iron. And so that is what we are intending to bring forth in this conference. We realize that women have superpowers, right? And we don't always recognize those superpowers. We think it's just maybe like She-Ra back in the day or He-Man or those type of superpowers. But in us innately, we all have a superpower. So we have taken the liberty to highlight about 10 superpowers that we wanted all women to focus when they register to say, what is my superpower? Let me look inside of me and see what my greatness is. So those are things like resilience and adaptability, competitiveness, boldness, courageous, because as women leaders, this is what we need to face the things we face in our professional and our personal lives. So that is what we're looking at.
You think that women are challenged to come into leadership still, or challenged when they come into leadership still? To what extent do you think women are actually playing that role across the country, all sectors?
I can say now we have definitely seen the dynamics have changed. We have a female president of one of our top banks, Commonwealth Bank, Ms. Denise Turnquest, who is in a predominantly male-dominated space. And, of course, she's a part of our conference as well as a guest speaker. So the conversation has changed, and it is changing, but there is still a ways to go. And one of the things we recognize and put in this conference together is women need a support system. We need mentorship as we climb the ladder. So the goal is to let's bring women from across. Some may need mentoring. Some may need to be mentored. And so how can we bring out the greatness in all of these women as we strive to create exceptional leaders across the Bahamas?
Mr. Cash, I know you are one of the speakers, and I know Mrs. Annette Cash is and has been a leader in her own right, the principal of Blue Chip Consultants Limited, with sponsoring this conference. What is it that you and other speakers expect to deposit into these participants, of both men and women, even though the emphasis is it's a women's conference? What is it that you expect to be deposited?
And I think the first thing I want to emphasize is it's the brainchild of a single person. And it's been well nourished over quite a number of years. But what I have found from my peripheral involvement is that I'm inspired by the small group of women who have come together to put their energies together to make this conference work. And it is inspiring to see how those persons are able to target and really represent the kinds of issues that are significant to women and that have to be addressed in order to empower women and enable them to achieve all that they can within this country. So let me answer the question that you posed earlier, which is, to what degree is there a need for this because of how women are treated in the society or how women are perceived in the society? I think it's clear that there is a need for this community to come together, a community of like-minded women who, as Crystal has said, see that there is a need for women to work together, act on to women. So consider, for example, Exhibit 1. A few days ago, may have been a week ago, the existing commissioner of police made the point publicly that she was told she could not be promoted in the ranks of the department, or the police department, because she was an unwed mother. And the question I asked was, when did we become so virtuous? But it illustrates the point that in our community, even for significantly accomplished women like the present commissioner, there's a need for us to challenge the existing mindset about what women are capable of and where they should be going in our community. Consider Exhibit 2, the editorial of the Nassau Guardian a few days ago, where the editorial took to task two of the political candidates for the upcoming general election. And really, the thrust of the critique was that given the nature of the issues and challenges before the country, it was important for them to be a lot more specific, more thoughtful, more focused in some of the things that they were. But let's see, is the contribution that you made on your show yesterday as you were discussing the challenges regarding crime, the presentation by the opposition and the response by the government. And your theme, if I may classify it in part, was There is a need for more deliberation, more deliberate thought in what's presented, in how it's presented, and that the challenges, again, require leaders to be a lot more nuanced. So a part of my presentation, as I seek to challenge the participants about not just the challenges for women within the country, but the challenges more broadly that are requiring both women and men to change their perspective on what can be achieved and what the roles of women have to be as we make greater demands on them to be a part of changing what the Bahamas is, can be, and if you look across the globe, how the dynamics in the global community have to shift. And leaders are going to be the ones who drive it, and I dare say that women are going to be playing a defining role in making that happen, because they've got to pick up the mantle to do some of the things that are necessary to ensure their own positions within this community. And I'll say more about that later on.
And it's interesting to me that leadership is the theme. You know, as you know, this is a matter. I call leadership skills adulting skills. So we teach young people leadership skills because we believe it'll make them better adults. And, you know, John Maxwell, who's a internationally acclaimed leadership motivator and trainer, says that leadership sets a cap on everything. And that's a big and bold statement, which is to suggest that you can only rise to the extent of your leadership. And if there's leadership required in families, in schools, in churches, in civil society, and across the national government, that says a lot, does it not, in terms of the role of leadership? And then now, to the extent that women are playing such a significant role in all of those areas I spoke about, leadership becomes even that much more important.
I mean, certainly ask Crystal to really amplify this, but I'd start by saying that point is so important, because if you can visualize this concept, as we often do, of asking people to fight major battles with one hand tied behind their backs. And unless in this community we change our perspective on what we believe women are capable of, that we are in fact prepared to accept that they can be the source of great leadership in bringing about some of the changes that we need in the country. Unless we change that, then we are going to be fighting a battle where a significant portion of our leaders are not in the game, not at the decision-making table in business, not around the conference room tables in governmental organizations. So the mindset adjustment that is required to understand that women can be a tremendous source of that leadership, John Maxwell says, makes such a great difference. And the starting point is men have to change their mindset in terms of what they are prepared to accept and whom they are prepared to lead them. Crystal?
Now, just before Crystal make an injection, I'm going to tell you now, you know, and I'm almost sure you know this, there ain't no shortage of women who have issues with women leading.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Especially in certain areas. So if the shift is going to happen, there's some shifts got to happen both among some males and among some females.
And that is so true, Shivago. You know, it's interesting that you said that. So the idea here is to let's foster an environment of collaboration. How do we as women work together? We already exist in male-dominated spaces. How do we work together to collaborate, to show men or to show up in these spaces that we can be just as good as or even better than they are? How do we get a chance to sit around the table? And some of the topics that are coming out in this conference that will help redefine women or our way of thinking and our growth capabilities are breaking the shackles, redefining women's leadership, and overcoming workplace stereotypes, power, Owning your power, silencing imposter syndrome, and rising with confidence. Collaborate, don't emasculate. And I think that's the one where, you know, us women need to focus on a little bit more. Let's collaborate and not emasculate. And power players, women who lift as they climb. And what this means is, how do we pay it forward? You know, as we climb the ladder, someone has held our hand, or we would have liked to have someone to hold our hand. How do we now reach back and inspire the next generation of leaders? And so that is what this conference is focusing on for us. How do we get women to work together to make a nation, locally and globally, you know, of great women leaders?
Chivago, just, if I may just add a quick point to that, because I said earlier that this is an effort to bring together a community of like-minded women who understand that there is this perception that, and we know this from politics, people never believe that in the Bahamas, we should be led by a woman, whereas great nations have been led by women to tremendous successes. But bringing like-minded people together is a great opportunity to really talk about how do we change the perception among women? How do we demonstrate that when we are in these roles, women that is, are in these roles, it is about leadership and not emasculating women as well. That, and so much of this is about also sponsorship, that women have to be sponsors of other women, that when they are around the big table and the misinformed or misguided male colleagues perpetuate that perception about what women are capable of accomplishing, that woman is the one who steps in, fills the breach, and works to proactively bring others along. And that's why I think when these women get together in a community, that's going to make a huge bit of difference. And folks like me are there because we just want to support in any way we can.
The thing about it is that a lot of people, and sometimes I know people sit out there and they think, you know what, why should I go to the seminar? Why? You know, but I can tell you my own personal experience and that of many others I know, and Darren, Crystal, I'm sure both of you could attest to this. I have sat in seminars, I have sat in motivational sessions, I have sat in environments where I did not myself expect much to happen in the way of helping me get powered up, get motivated, get insights to clarity of mind, etc. And boy, by the time I walk out of that place, I'm like, I am so glad I came. Because there's just a magic to being in a room where, one, people are hungry for better, for more, and really came with that in mind. And then you have presenters and discussions that help you figure some things out. True or not true?
Very true. Very true. And so that's what we've... The key thing was we identified these superpowers, right? Like I said earlier, we want women to look within themselves and identify, what is my superpower? And so when you come to the conference, we're going to have activities and everything based around your superpower. How do you bring what's lying dormant in you to life? And again, we have a host of dynamic speakers that comes from all ranges of society, different professions, different organizations, different age groups. So we are going to cater to a diverse group of women. It's not just for maybe a Gen Z or a Gen X or millennials. We are bringing all of these women together to experience this, what collaboration looks like in this space.
Now, I noticed y'all chose my birth month to have this conference, September. Good job.
Mine too. So that, you know, that works for both of us.
So, but where is the exact date?
So the conference is going to be held on September 19th. That's Friday, September 19th at the National Training Agency on Gladstone Road. And it will be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we have a full day of activities and events. The goal is for you to not leave as you came, for you to be inspired as a woman.
And there is a bike?
There is a cost. The cost to attend the conference is $225.
Right, and people can pay by cash or credit card?
So we have a link you can register online that just goes through right away. Pull out the credit card, say, listen, I'm investing in me. This is a small sacrifice for me to be the next best thing, right?
Or a company could sponsor a staff member or two if it wishes.
And we encourage companies, well, corporate sponsorship, you know, you could identify those women from a group perspective who you think could benefit from this. Again, we want to incorporate women from all ranges. You may be an upcoming leader. You may be a student who's involved in student government or some type of leadership role in a high school. You could be a senior executive, right? We just want to incorporate everybody in this. So it will be good if we have companies sponsoring. You could have mentors sponsoring mentees. Listen, I want to take you along to help you on your journey. And so you could have mentors sponsoring mentees to attend the conference with them.
I know you already mentioned the dynamic, Denise Turnquest of Commonwealth Bank. Will be one of your guest speakers. And we know Mr. Cash will be, we have, who are the others who are going to be presenting?
So we have Dr. Tanya McCartney, Shivana Delavoe, Dr. Kendira Nisha Hall, Renee Bastian, Dr. Richard Adderley, and Michelina Adderley. And it is going to be hosted by the dynamic Sherilee Pinder and Alexandria King. So we are offering a wide range.
Mr. Cash, you sure you were getting that environment? That sounds like power, power, power.
The wonderful thing about it is that it is a supportive community of people of like minds who really are working with each other and providing tools for development. You asked the question earlier about people's sometimes resistance to conferences. I'm a conference attendee. I'm a seminar attendee, and like you, I'm a YouTube university attendee because I'm committed to lifelong learning. And as Crystal has said, the strength of being in a room of people who are there to work with you and be mentors and supporters because they support your mission. That's the reason. For me to attend, because I think what they are trying to accomplish is phenomenal. It's needed in the country, and I'm confident it's going to pay rich dividends down the road.
We have a call on the line. Well, let's take that call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shivago. How are you doing?
Hey, good man. What's up?
Hi, and good afternoon. How are you doing, Mr. Cash?
Good afternoon, the great Anton Thompson.
No, you're the great Darren Gass. Yeah. I must acknowledge that. And good afternoon to Mr.
Anton calling to say he's sponsoring his wife to go to the conference and he's going to join up. I appreciate that. Your wife being Shivago, there, that's going to be great, man.
I don't know how Darren can survive in that room.
That's because you're going to be there supporting him. That's how.
No, boy, I ain't give you in that room. But look, what I wanted to add to that conversation is I believe that we are in a time in our country, and from the political side of things, I believe that we could possibly see the first female prime minister in our country come about in the next dispensation of general election in our country. I strongly believe that within my spirit, within the next term of governance in our country, we could see our first female prime minister rise to the top in our country, right?
She might be at the conference. She might be at the conference.
I hear you calling the
name, so. I didn't say. I'm saying that person could be at the conference, getting their leadership powered up.
Possibly. And so, on that note, I wanted to add that would be a great thing for our country to show our strength and to show that it's not just limited to male leadership in our country. It's more in line with who the person is and what they represent and how they lead and what they can help the country and its citizens to accomplish, rather than it being just based on being a female or being a male, right? And that's the position that I take, right? And on that note, I'll end with this, Shivago. Darren.
Yes, sir.
I heard a call on your name.
but Cash, so the conference is
September 19th.
And the conference lasts for how long?
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. all day. You're going to be powered all day.
Okay.
And to Antoine's point,
when they come and pay their registration fee, they'll get their lunch and all that fed right there.
Yes, everything is included. Lunch, refreshments, and a day full of activities and excitement.
Okay. Anything else we need to know? Once again, where can people go to get more information?
So we have a registration link that's available on the platform on LinkedIn. It's called under Annette Cash and Blue Chip Consulting. So that's the link there that they can try. They can log on. You can contact us at 466-4419 or 456-0578. The website, www.bluechipconsultinglimited.com. Again, LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. All of these are places that you can log on. So once you see the commercial announcing the conference, you click on that and a registration link is attached. Again, I'll reiterate that there is a credit card option to pay online. So you don't have to wait. Just get that card out and invest in yourself immediately.
All right. Well, we want to congratulate Mrs. Annette Cash, principal of Blue Chip Consulting Limited, who is spearheading this grand opportunity for women to power up their leadership, and to her team. And we wish you all the best. If we can further help you get the message out, please let us know.
Mr. Lang, thank you very much for having us. I want to end by making the point that I am a loyal fan and listener to the show. I congratulate you for the fantastic work, Vince, in education, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Coming from you, that's high praise. I appreciate you guys, and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to be back after this break.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Parents, are you still deciding which school is the best fit for your child? Or are you looking for a new school where your child will truly excel in academics, leadership, and skills development? At Akapran International Academy, we unlock demics and unique programs. At Akapran, our slogan is clear: excellence with without excuse. Our small, powerful school prepares students for global changes driven by technology, digital literacy, and artificial intelligence. At Akapri, your child will surely find their passion, profession, and their purpose. We offer classes in all GLAT, BJC, and BGCSE subjects. We empower students to excel, not just in school, but in life through our courses that includes aviation, STEM, robotics, cosmetology, technology, culinary, dance, and graphic design. We shape scholars into leaders who are ready to embrace new jobs and careers of the 21st century. Enroll your child today and let us support their educational journey. Call us at 826-3589 or 324-9212. Akapran International Academy, building student leaders to become global citizens.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. Thank you for remaining with us. If you want to give us a call on the show, please feel free to call us on 323 or 325-4316. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-3000, or you can text us today on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So yesterday I was talking about the crime plan that the Free National Movement put forward. And then the response of the Progressive Liberal Party to that plan, which it seems their theme, they've decided to embrace the theme, these are all recycled ideas. And which in essence means that they believe the ideas are ideas that are workable because they are ideas which they said are actually being undertaken by themselves even as we speak. The question really was one of, are the two plans, the five-pillar strategy and the, are they really the same? And frankly, any reasonable objective analysis of it would say that they are very much similar. Very much similar. Right? They speak to the same set of things that others are speaking to. Right? And if you go point by point, you can certainly lay down that they are very much similar plans, very much. Now, the FNM's plan calls for hiring more officers, recruitment, drive, and that kind of stuff, retention. The PLP's pillar calls for policing, detection, and prevention strategies, and they've been hiring and recruiting But what administration hasn't been hiring and recruiting police officers? I could go take you to police officers who are on the force today, who were actually in my youth leadership development program. I mean, literally in the program, and they're now on the force. The FNM talks about restoring trust through transparency, independent oversight, open leadership appointments, etc. The PLP talks about prevention, policing, detection, governance, and oversight. The FNM talks about broadened community policing, resource it, rebuild trust, etc. The prevention prevention in a broader sense, maybe not the specific words. Modernization is something both speak to. So, unless you get caught up in like word differences in descriptions, they point to broadly the same thing. Now, the PLP says that this is all recycled. Well, quite frankly, they can go back to Bernard Nordage, they can go back to Tommy Turnquist, they can go back to Her Excellency Cynthia Mother Pratt term. They can go back as far back as you want, and yeah, you can read the budget communications of these ministers of national security, and you will see. Hire more police officers, invest in more technology, get more cars, do the community. One of the things that I've always found interesting and intriguing was how often a minister of national security found himself or herself having to say, I'm not to blame for crime. Crime is a community problem. Mind you, when in opposition, that was in the point, the case. And from all the way back to the present Minister of National Security, all you hear is crime requires a community response. You don't hear that in opposition. You don't hear it. Listen, you go back and see how often in opposition, an opposition person criticizing the government on crime said, crime is a community responsibility. By and large, they pin the crime on the ineffectiveness of the government until they get to office. Bar none. It is not usual for politicians to want to speak on or to speak in more realistic ways to you, the members of the public, because realism tempers expectation. Realism can sometimes dampen enthusiasm. And so rather than be realistic, you just kind of throw stuff out there, man. Boom. When we get in office, boom. When we get in office, boom. Is it a surprise that the two plans are the same? No. You can go across the globe and see what governments are doing to address crime. And outside of those extreme places where people are, they taking off the heads of people and that kind of stuff, basically people are doing the same thing. More officers, more technology, more community policing, etc. You could watch movies and see these strategies talked about in there. So, not a surprise. And why is that a bad thing? It's recycled. Like now recycling is a bad word. Really? Why is it a bad word? Why is it a bad thing? Most of what the government in the Bahamas does is recycling. Are we recycling our fiscal policies? Recycling our monetary policies? How long has a fixed exchange rate been the monetary policy of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? How long? How long has deficit spending been the monetary policy, the fiscal policy of the Bahamas? How long? How long has borrowing been a part of the fundamental part of the governance of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? How long? How long? Urban renewal was in the way. Urban renewal is still here. Recycled. How long? You don't dismiss things because you think they work. You think they help. You think they matter, right? So obviously recycling isn't the issue. The issue is it a good idea? Can it produce results? If you're using it, you must think so. if somebody's proposing it, they must think so. The question then becomes one of effectiveness, of execution, and are the results being observed, right? That's the question for you as a citizen. One, are there objective evidence, is there objective evidence that results are being had from these efforts? Now, the murder rate is only one thing, data point. Other crimes against a person are other data points. Crimes against property, other data points. They're just one set of data points. Are we getting better recruits in the force? What's the data point for that? What's the measurement for that? Are we getting better trained officers? What's the data point for that? Where do we look to figure out if that is true? If you have a high crime rate now and you recruit new officers today and you train officers today, their recruitment and training is going to take some time. It will take a while before their impact is felt on the force. So we don't know. Do we have more charactered officers on the force? Where is the evidence for that? What's the data point and data point that says we have done that? Is there less corruption on the force than we had before? Where's the evidence for that? Where's the data point for that? We don't know. We don't have it. No one talks about it. Who talks about crime? Not the government, not the opposition. We just hear them say, we want to do something about that. Where's the data point? We don't know. We can't know unless we have measurements for that. And these are just some of the things. Do we have better technology? And is the technology being deployed? And is the technology being deployed and producing results? We bought drones. How many drones do we still have? What do the drones do? Where are they deployed? What has been the results from the drones? We don't know. We deployed CCTV, not today. We deployed CCTV a long time ago. The drones were bought under the Menace administration. What are the CCTVs doing? Are they actually active? I drive around and I point out to my young son, I said, you know, that you see that there, that's a camera, you know. That's a camera. He said, for real? But I don't know if the camera's working. Do we get any reports about the camera? We don't. We have ankle bracelets. How do we know that they are having an effect? What is the effect that they are having? What do we know about them? We don't know. They could be having an effect. We have short detector. We know, and I've heard of instances where short detectors led to catching criminals, but what is the extent of the effectiveness of the short detector? Where is it deployed? How often, where all is it deployed? We don't know. We don't know. This is the darkness that the Commonwealth of the Bahamas exists in too many public policy spaces. And all we get aroused between our political parties about what they are not doing, what the other one is not doing, without feeding the public with the information it requires. Yeah, you know, I don't know how to say this anymore, but gentlemen and ladies, the rowing that you do is necessary, is a debate that you have to engage. But you do realize that you're talking to a public that needs to have information that helps them understand and appreciate the extent of the governance in the country, right? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I surprised, you know, I am really, really impressed with, you know, your thinking along these lines, Mr. Lang. They are very logical and reasonable when it comes to talk about crime fighting. Now, you said some very important things that ring a bell with me as it relates to character, right? Mm. I also like to see the officers be psychoanalyzed. Data, like one time ago, Alison Green said would provide the amount of cases before the complaints unit, the nature of their insubordinations, the results, et cetera, right? But one of the things I like to say, and I don't want you to agree with me if you don't have to, but what I'm saying is, by you saying that, all it reminds me of that the reciprocity between the public and the police is unfair, because if you have members of the public blowing the whistle or snitching on other members of the public, but if you don't have that same scenario within the force, then that is a cause for concern for citizens like me. Now, I may say something that is very true, Mr. Lang. I've had funds taken from me from officers over the years and things that they're looking for a nephew or somebody. And there was a style in which once the money was missing, they just make a signal and say, let's go. So when I went to the little office, money is missing. And so in order for them to find another set of money, they had to really be looking for it. Now, this is not the drug enforcement unit. This is just the normal SWAT guys. And then there's been other complaints that the police turned a deaf eye. You know, Mr. Lang, I ain't get my $700 or $800 from them yet. Nobody answered me. I've had a couple $1,000 bicycle value over almost $3,000 missing from the Gold Station in which my brother was. They took him into custody and the bike was there and the bike just went missing. So I was like, why is it that the most expensive bike is missing out of the station? I've never been compensated for that. They gave me $300, Mr. Lang. That's what I'm saying. So I'm just this one scenario. What I'm saying is
they gave you $300 as compensation?
Yes. Yes.
You said you weren't compensated. You mean you weren't adequately compensated?
Yeah, but you know that's right. Yeah. You know, but what I'm saying is I want to forget about me and talk about just the reciprocity, right? You're asking the public to snitch on one another, but we don't have that. We have this blue wall of silence within that entity. Now, if it wasn't for just members of the public, I mean, the police are going before the courts, you'll have no idea of the degree of nefarious activity that takes place within this entity. So what I'm saying is these things are necessary, but I just appreciate what you're saying. That's all I call it, really, tell. I mean, you know, and you have to be real, Mr. Lang. You have to keep it real because, I mean, we deserve a better police force. And I was saying it in a different way in that in fighting crime, which is pretty logical, you have to start from A. You can't just start from C. You know, but... And then there's a farce of a narrative, which may be true in legal terms that no one is above the law, but really and truly, there are many people who are above the law. I just finished listening, brother. Lang. Thanks, man.
All right. Yeah, man. Take care. Yeah. So my larger point is that there needs to be, in the dialogue, light in the dialogue that can illuminate better for you, the citizens of the Bahamas, what's happening. See, I know what the struggle is. I know the struggle is, you know, to keep office, get office. And that's a necessary struggle. It's part of our democracy. But that part of the democracy gets aided by light, shone in the darkness, so that there is more understanding on the part of the voters, the citizens. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after the news break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
Is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. By the way, the other number you can call us on is 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Boy, I have the two of the biggest themes and topics of interest to me in my life are being discussed with events upcoming. Leadership and financial matters. Sugar. So I have some special guests, as I told you, with us today to talk about a conference coming up that will be hosted by Kalina Financial Advisors Limited. And we have with us Lachelle White, the investment manager, who is a client relationship manager, and Paige McCartney, marketing coordinator. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Hello. It's been so great to be here.
Yeah, we were anticipating this for a little while, and now we're here.
I know, finally. You know, we wait only every 2 years because we know we want to put out a good conference for the public, yes, and for our clients. And so that's mm-hmm. why there's a long wait.
Okay. Now, you know, I was just having a conversation with someone who said to me, they asked me about Shivago, you know, what do you think about cryptocurrency and these kinds of things and so forth. I said, let me tell you something. I don't advise anybody to do anything in terms of financial strategy the way I did it. What I would suggest is they got people like CFile and them. You need to go talk to them because these people know what they're doing. So yeah. Let's talk to the, and I said, I say CFile now, but you know, there are others I need to also say. So I tell them there are people who are, this is what they do. And so that's why you get excited when they host occasions for us to understand better how we can proceed along the lines of our financial management. It's the 2025 CFile Pension and Economic Conference,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And this is the perfect time for members of the public, our clients, and people who are just generally interested in learning more about their financial future and how they can make it more secure, can come and speak with us in person, as well as other financial services representatives from other companies, and also get as much information as they can to properly prepare themselves for the future, right?
Okay, well, let's get some things out of the way. So these wonderful experts like Madam White and Mr. Pinder can help us. Because, first of all, what's a pension? Because I might be sitting out there, I might even be in a pension and don't know. What's a pension?
Sure, good afternoon. So pretty much what a pension is, your ability to save for the future. And we're talking about once you retire and you stop working, how are you going to live, or what are you going to live on? What are your income streams look like? And so when you think about your pension is long-term savings for once you retire.
Now, I have to tell you, Ms. Brother Pendleton, you tell me if I'm wrong, or Ms. White, tell me if I'm wrong, but a lot of Bahamians have had as a pension plan, or even if it wasn't a plan, it was what they had come to rely on, is their children's largesse, because there was no income like that coming in to other than maybe national insurances. Very limited amount of income. True or not true?
Yeah, very true, sadly.
Very, very true. Yeah, and so the concept of a pension is actually not that old when we put it into perspective. So usually persons would just work until they died, but now there is this concept of you saving for when you retire so that you can sustain your lifestyle in retirement. And so you can't always rely on your children to take care of you or on NIB to take care of you. So it's always a good idea to have something tucked away to take care of yourself in the future.
Okay. I'm 57 years old, so I'm a Gen Xer, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay, right, yeah. I'm just, you know, because these are X, Y, Z, A, B, C.
It's a lot to remember.
I just want to make it. So the reason why I mention it is, let me be honest. Like, honestly, I never thought about retiring and not really having to do something to earn an income to keep myself living okay until late in my life. I really did not. And now I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what CFAL tries to teach members of the public. If you start early, then it's not as hard. You can save quite a large nest egg. And that's what we want members of the public to know, is the earlier you start saving toward retirement, even though it's an afterthought when you're, say, in your 20s or 30s, the better chance you have of having a more secure financial standing in your 50s and 60s and 70s, and that need to have to continue working beyond the time that you want to work isn't there and isn't as pressing for you.
Yeah, I have two millennials and two Gen Zs, and I'm telling them, listen, daddy do, please do it differently, because it will be better and easier for you. Because it is, we have done it the harder way, hey.
Yeah, and I think what it is too, Shivago, I think that when we talk to our younger self, a younger version of ourselves, and you may even could say the same thing that you're saying, when you talk to your younger self and you say, man, that don't sound like something I need to worry about right now, the time goes by very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that could be time that you've been earning interest, you've been putting your money to work. And so pension is definitely something you need to start thinking about as soon as you start working, as young as you are. It may seem far away when you're young, but your older self will thank you for doing it.
Well, I sure wish that they had this CFAL pension and economic conference when I was younger, and I had the good sense to go. But I can't go back in time, but I can be here now, and so can others. So there's an opportunity to learn and to be able to be on and go on the right track, right?
Yes, yeah. And we're so happy too to have such an illustrious partner who's going to be moderating and hosting our event with us, in that of Mr. Shivago Lang. So thank you.
For real?
Yeah. Yes, so
I'm on board. I'm on board. Yes, I am.
So you will guide our attendees through a really, we're hoping, an enlightening and engaging event where they will hear insights from really local and global leaders in the pensions and economics industries.
Right. And that there are three sessions that people will be featured to, and where they'll be able to hear from these speakers. Let's talk about them.
Sure. So session one, we're going to focus on pensions. And that's when the title of that public. And we're really looking at how over the years, like you've said, the public's attitude towards saving for retirement has changed. We've seen where social safety nets like NIB and the likes around the world are starting to fall short of being able to maintain the level of support that the general public needs. And so one place that has been able to successfully transform their pension scheme is Nova Scotia, Canada. And we are going to have Douglas Moody, who is the CEO of Nova Scotia Pension Services Corporation, as our keynote for session one keynote speaker. And he's going to really discuss what they did in Nova Scotia and try to help us to get whatever parallels we can get for it for here in the Bahamas and whatever insights we can glean from that.
Okay. And then there's a second session.
Yeah, so the second session will feature Larry McDonald, who is a global strategist, and he's also the founder of the Bear Traps Report, and he's a New York Times bestselling author. And what he will do is break down today's complex global economic trends. So we didn't mention it, but the theme of this year's conference is resilience in the face of global uncertainty. So this
very fitting.
Yes, very, it's very fitting. So whether you're planning for retirement and, you know, who isn't, it doesn't, it's never too late, Chirago, to plan for retirement.
Hallelujah.
Or whether you are managing your own investments, or whether you just want to learn about how you can do these things. This is important for you to help you understand on how to stay agile and how to stay informed in this ever-changing. Mr. McDonald will be able to break down those economic trends for us.
And the thing about it is, uncertainty is such a palpable reality for so many, if not all of us. Hey, because, I mean, like, even if you have a job today, even if you have a stable job today, even if you have a good business today, we've seen so many things evolve, whether in terms of acts and so-called acts of God, or just maybe some changes in circumstances, whether that's health or otherwise, that can have a serious impact on people's situations. And then all of a sudden you're wondering, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, I mean, in just the past decade, we've here in the Bahamas, we've gone through the devastation of Hurricane Dorian. And then just less than a year later was the COVID-19 pandemic. And so we're still sort of coming out of that, and we haven't fully recovered yet. But you're absolutely correct. Uncertainty is a part of life. And the best way to face uncertainty is to be prepared, expect the unexpected. And so if you can shore up your finances, shore up your knowledge, so that when those unexpected things come your way, you're not caught off guard.
Yeah. And then there is a third session.
Yes, that third session would, of course, be tying all of that into the Bahamas. And our CFIL Talks, our economics team, will be talking about building economic resilience at home. So we're going to have a panel discussion about all of those things we talked previously in the day, and how we could tie those into our life here in the Bahamas.
And in a very real sense, pension planning is resilience planning for yourself, isn't it?
Correct. It is. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. Planning for the unexpected.
You know, I really just hope you guys who are listening lock into what's being said in this conference opportunity, because this and every other opportunity we get along these lines, we need to be able to take advantage of, because one of the things that's affecting the quality of life of far too many Bahamians is our shortage of proper understanding of finance, personal finance, and management of money, and the use of the various tools that are available. That's why when people come to me, I say, listen, I can talk to you about some things, but I can tell you no lie, man. I'm the one. There are people, like the people we're talking to today, they're the ones. You go talk to them. If I had to do it over again, I get to talk to them. And I used to have some, and have had some tools with them. So that's what you need to do, right? And this is an opportunity to do that. Somebody's asking, when is the date of the conference?
Sure, yes, absolutely. So it is October 16th, starting at 8 a.m. And we really want to encourage people to purchase tickets now, because we have an early bird rate until September 5th of $150 a ticket. Okay. After that, it goes up to $200. And also for groups of five or more, we have a group rate where we honor the $150 per person.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really, if you're a working professional, if you are already in a pension plan, whether it is with CFAO or any other company, this is a good opportunity to learn more about how to maximize the benefits that you have under your pension plan, and also put yourself in a stronger financial position. So get a group of you together and or encourage your HR department to sign a group of you up to attend.
It ends at what time?
It ends at 1 p.m.
Okay, good.
At 1 p.m. with lunch and live entertainment by the Sky Juice Band.
I get to shake my leg too while I learn.
Exactly. You know, at CFAL, we want you to have fun while you're learning about taking care of your financial future.
And door prizes.
Yes. We're having door prizes. And also, as a bonus, we have the first 50 registrants get a free professional headshot. So if that's not impetus enough for you to go out there and register now, I don't know what else is.
Learn about finances, plan for my future, shake my leg, eat something, and listen to Zhivago like host of it. Forget last one. I'm sorry. The last one was the disincentive. I'm sorry.
No, that's enough to draw people in.
We actually have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Gracious, usual, Mr. Lange, you guess how you doing?
Thank you, man.
Right, I love the topic today, right? The reason why I love the topic, right, is because I keep on telling people, right, that NIB is not a retirement plan. A lot of Bahamians and a lot of people are under the interpretation that after they retire, that they are going to actually retire off of NIB, when NIB's sole purpose is not to have a retirement plan or is a retirement plan. Could you please go into depth and please explain to the people that NIB is not solely built for or for you to maintain a lifestyle after retirement? And second question I'd like to ask, right, how much money do you have and how long could you take before you take out the funds if you place it into CFAL? I'll hang up and wait for your answer.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
Okay, so we always treat it as sort of like a supplement in pension because, as we know, the cost of living has gone up over the past few years and we don't anticipate it going down anytime soon. So NIB, it should be used as a supplement in retirement. So you may not be able to rely on your national insurance benefits in retirement. That's why we always encourage persons to have something else to rely on, like a pension plan, like a nest egg, have some sort of retirement savings to sustain you during your golden years, because you don't want to be worried about where you're next, how you're going to pay your bills or whatever. You want to enjoy your retirement after working so hard for so long. So we always tell persons that while NIB is a benefit, yes, that it cannot fully sustain you in retirement. In terms of the products that CFAL have, we have many products, including mutual funds. We have savings plans, and our mutual funds are very popular. We have monthly funds, and you can subscribe to the fund or redeem from a fund on a monthly basis. So you're really not locked in for a long period of time. It's basically up to you when you redeem, but we always encourage people to leave it as long as you can, to allow it to grow and earn, accrue and earn interest and earn returns. So if you don't need it, you can just leave it and watch it grow.
We have some great questions. People are texting in, says, good afternoon. I tuned in at the right time. I'm self-employed in my early 40s. Is it too late to start?
It's never late to start. Like, we always say that at CFAL. It's never too late to start. Just as we were saying earlier, Zhivago, whatever decisions you've made financially, you could always course correct. So it's never self-employed. If whatever age you're at, it doesn't matter. It may mean that you may have to be more aggressive with your retirement plan. It may mean that you may have to put more into it, but it's never too late to start. You just have to make the decision to start putting some money aside and not use that for any other purpose. And so that's why we always say, if you're trying to save for your retirement, save for your pension, you need to not save that in the same place where you spend your day-to-day money, because especially if you're self-employed, because you may end up spending that. So it'd be better to invest that, put that money aside, and so that you can have that for long-term savings. But never too late to start.
And a good sit-down with your team can talk and walk somebody through these things, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir, absolutely.
This text says, good day. I can only save for my pension if I get paid. I really do want to plan for a time when I can no longer work, but...
Yeah, that's part of the conversation too. Because, I mean, of course, definitely you can't save if you don't know what you're working with. And so for that person, we would say, maybe we need to look at your budget. Maybe we need to look at your spending habits. Maybe there's a conversation that you need to have in terms of how you're managing your money. So that's definitely a conversation you probably need to have and think about.
Yeah, and let me make sure I got everybody in. Okay. All right. So once again, so that people are fully aware, this is, we're giving you early notice now. So don't say, oh, they ain't tell me. I didn't hear. The conference is in October.
Yes, October 16th, the CFAL Pension and Economic Conference. The theme is Resilience in the Face of Global Uncertainty. It's being held at the Baja Mar Convention Center. And you can register now at CFAL.com. So we encourage you to register early so that you can take advantage of the early bird rate of $150 a ticket. And we are also encouraging your HR, head of HR department, to send a team from your office so that they can get as much information as possible about how to better prepare for themselves. And maybe your company doesn't have a pension plan yet. This is a great opportunity to learn about it. The benefits of it for your company as well as the staff, and just have a great time with the folks at CFAL.
One of the things that I think people don't crystallize in their heads is there is no financial reality that doesn't involve a present day commitment. True or not true? Like I always tell people, like, you can't have $100 in the future unless you put something away today that will either be that $100 or build toward it, right? So you have, there's something, action you have to take now, and being knowledgeable and aware of what the tools are that will help you do that is very necessary, right? So you're not going to have a future that you want without doing something about it today. That's the point, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. So even if you can't save a lot, just start saving. Even if you say, well, I don't know anything about investing, well, just start saving to have something aside for emergencies. I mean, I'm sure that my grandmother probably had no idea what a mutual fund was, but she had money set aside in case of emergency. So we always encourage persons to save and then start educating yourself about what investments are out there. Bahamians, for the most part, are conservative. And we have several broker houses around that offer conservative mutual funds like CFAL. And so once you start educating yourself and looking into it, we have plans that start at $25. So really, there's really no excuse. So you can start today to make sure that you're planning for your future.
I imagine, sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to add, you know, just from a personal standpoint, there's nothing like watching your money grow, even if it is very little. And like Lachelle mentioned, you can open up an account at CFAL with as little as $25 or $50. And when you get your regular statements from CFAL and you see that your $100 or your $500 earned like $10 or $5, and you didn't have to do anything but keep it there and let it grow an interest, it's really a rewarding experience. And it's kind of like you're letting your money work for you. And it's kind of the best kept secret, though it isn't a secret, on how you can build and maintain wealth over the long term.
And that is especially true when we consider all the complaints people make about, man, I put my money in the bank, you don't get nothing. They give me 0.01342%. And the truth is, if you go to a brokerage firm like CFAL and those, they find better safe investment options where you can earn that 5%, 6%, 7%, who knows, right? Where your money gets to do more for you than if you just simply put it in the bank, where sometimes it actually can erode in value because the growth isn't even keeping pace with inflation.
Correct. So it kind of goes to Lachelle's point where even if you don't have the financial information or the financial knowledge, you have companies out there such as CFAL who can invest your money and who have your best interests at heart and who are trying to make sure that your money is working for you. So you definitely have options and opportunities out there to save money. You just have to take the time to find that information.
Well, you heard it here. That's the CFILS Pension and Economic Conference. The M and David ain't taking employers. They're not even taking a whole day off from the do. They just tell 1 o'clock. We can get some lunch. But if you need one hour or them people, you could ask them to come back. This is a Thursday, by the way. Right? It's a Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday. So they go, if you need them to come back. Otherwise, they could be there networking and maybe pick up some other business for you with all these people who will be there. And it's all under the theme, resilience in the face of global uncertainty. And I tell people this straight out. I don't like bad feelings in my life and in my head. So I try to do whatever I can do to get rid of bad feelings. And the one way I know to do that is get more information.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And so this is one way to get more information. Okay, so you guys got to come back later. Let us know again so we can go ahead and share this information with folks. Any last words?
Again, we just want everyone to take advantage of the early bird rate. You have until September 5th, and also I encourage your HR department to send a group from your office or your business. Even if you are self-employed, you should come and speak with, we will have the majority of CFAL, well, I don't want to say the majority because we have to have the office open still, but CFAL staff will be there to give you some free financial advice and to help guide you toward a better financial footing.
I have one last question for you. Is there a registration possibility with virtual attendance? Because I know some people who live outside the Bahamas who I think could benefit from this. And maybe there's some people in the family island. Is there? That's just a question.
Well, right now we are just going to record in person and it will be made available online.
Excellent.
If you follow our social media pages, we will announce when those keynote speeches as well as the panel discussions are available online. But it's really best if you can to come in person, network, meet other people, and rub shoulders.
Yep. I promise you I'll be there.
you're already on the agenda, Mr. Lang. You gotta be there.
I am, exactly. That's my point. So we're glad to have you, and we're looking forward to the event.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you,
ladies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shababa Langios. We'll be right back after this break.
Come take my hand, we'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the step of weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We got some text here. Said, good day, Lang and friends. Lang, if I would put $10,000 in C-files for 5 years, what would be my returns? Well, they would be able to give you a projected return. I don't think they would have been able to answer that question for you on air like that, but they can give you projected returns based on the historical performance of their fund. It is almost guaranteed that it'll be more than the $10,000 you put in. You know, but they would have to provide that projection for you. I could tell you one thing. If you put the $10,000 in the bank right now and leave it for 5 years, I couldn't tell you how much it would be, but it isn't likely to be better than the performance you would get once by these brokerage houses. And these brokerage houses are very much focused on asset protection. So making sure you don't lose your money, so that if you put $10,000 in, at least you get your $10,000 back. And then on producing a return that is, reasonable and sensible for you as a saver. So you should go and have a conversation with them, right? And see what they are about. Very important. Leadership development and financial understanding. You know, I studied economics. So can I share with you something? In high school, in the last 3 years of my high school, I was in Hawkesville High School. My concentration was the sciences. So for much of my school attendance for 3 years, from 10th grade to 12th, we focused on the sciences. So we were in science classes continuously, biology, chemistry, physics. And so we were able, when we were done, to have more than 5 O-levels in just the sciences alone. That was unheard of up until at 1984, unheard of for any student to have 5 O-levels in sciences alone. Forget the math, the English, the geography, art, and them kind of stuff. We had O-levels in physics, O-levels in chemistry, O-levels in integrated science, O-levels in human biology, O-levels in chemistry and biology. So I have all those, right? So then I go to the College of the Bahamas. What do I study? Chemistry and biology. That's what I did. And I have an associate's degree in chemistry and biology. Notice something? No finance, no economics in all of this at all. So pretty much still after that point, coming from out of Grand Bahama, my money knowledge was nil. What knowledge I had of money was what I was observing in my natural environment, and it wasn't good. It wasn't really progressive. It wasn't solid at all. Then I decide to switch up to economics. Why? Not because I wanted to study economics, you know. No, because I knew I wanted to further my education. And at the time, the one scholarship I found offered studies in economics, engineering, and that kind of thing. And I had done one home economics class in Hawksville High School amongst the science studies I did, and I liked it. And I said, okay, great, I'm going to do economics. And then I went to the University of Western Ontario and started doing economics and fell in love with the subject. So I'm learning how economies work. Now, let me help you out with something. I'm learning how economies work. I'm not learning how personal finance works. So don't let anybody fool you. Just because you have an economics degree there's no reason to believe you got good personal finance sense, because that's not what you do in economics. In economics, you study microeconomics, macroeconomics. So you're studying broad phenomenons of how consumers come to make the decisions they come to make, how suppliers come to make the decisions they come to make, and that kind of stuff. But you're not learning how money works, how money grows, and what you need in art. And so when I came out of school, I knew how you can make economies work better. You know, the kinds of fiscal and monetary policies that could be implemented to try to help that happen, etc. It took me a long time to really come to an understanding of money. And quite frankly, it happens far too late. Well, it's not too late, but it happens late. And so by that time, you've already made decisions which they don't stop you, but they can slow you, right? Especially when you go into politics early in your life. A lot of my peers, or not a lot, but some of my peers would have decided on a private sector life, and they would have progressed in their profession, made and earned good monies and that kind of stuff, and do what they do. Politics a little different. And so, you know, you go. But again, I'm not learning personal finance stuff. It wasn't until I had to apply myself to studying other books, my personal finance books, and I have them, I'm staring at them right now. Listening, going to seminars and lectures and watching presentations on YouTube and the like, searching the internet. This is how I built my personal finance knowledge. And also with friends and others who are more knowledgeable about these things and so forth. So it takes deliberation. It takes intentionality to have the kind of knowledge that can help you use money better. It really does. Don't fumble into it like I did or others did. If you are intentional about it, you go and attend conferences, you go and read the books earlier, you go and learn earlier, and you practice the principles that apply. Now, you know, frankly, at the end of the day, I think I'll be okay. But it would certainly not be the path I would recommend for my children. I wouldn't. But, you know, I had to go an avenue where I took some might call them a difficult path, avenue, actually, where you just on the earning side of it, you just got to plug away and try to get things, assets that can help you later on in life. But we really need to, you listen to me, this ain't about the government. This ain't about your pastor. This isn't about your boss. This is about you. This is about me. gaining that personal financial literacy knowledge, skills, and the leadership necessary to guide ourselves and our families in ways that produce better results for us, especially in the later years of our lives. Right? That's what we have to do. And that's on us. The good thing about it, as they indicated, when the CFIL team indicated when they were here, it's never too late. Yes, maybe you don't get to save $1 million because you started late. But if you save some thousands of dollars, that's better than nothing. You know, so maybe you have to run harder because you're starting late. Hey, as long as you have a plan and you work the plan, you get there. But ignorance will not get you there. Insufficient knowledge will not get you there. Only a sufficiency will. And don't mind these, listen, man, let me tell you all, some aspects, stop getting caught up in other people's business. Stop watching people. And don't mind them people watching you. That's all right. That's leave them. Do you, boo? Do your thing. Don't mind nobody house. Don't mind nobody car. Don't mind nobody clothes. Comparison is the thief of joy. Do what you can do. Do you, mom? I know you're struggling. I know it's rough. You do what you can do. Focus on your children, your them. If you have them, focus on those children and what you can help them do to improve their knowledge. Just put them in a position where they can be better off. Dad, same thing, bro. I know struggle's real. I know it's hard. And I know they don't see you when you they're tearing your hair out in the middle of the night up, freaking out because you ain't know how to. But listen, man, you get yourself some better knowledge, too. You put yourself in a better position, too. Stop minding other people's business. Stop minding other people's things. Huh? You ain't know how to get their things. Sometimes you don't even want to. They ain't you and you ain't them. There's a plan for you. There's a path for you. Get on yours. Huh? Let's take this last break. Pay our respects to our sponsors. We'll be back. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. I'll love if you dance.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Marcus Samuelson, Dario Cicchini, Simeon Hall Jr., and Scott Conant, alongside a vibrant lineup of chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. From curated tasting events to beachfront feasts and immersive gallery experiences, this is more than a festival. It's a feast for the soul. Tickets and packet going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, Saturday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic.
We ship also to the family island.
This is how we do it.
Get ready to kick off the new school year with a bang. It's the Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th in the parking lot of the Nassau Guardian in Oaksville, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for a day of fun, games, and back-to-school excitement. We've got something for everyone, from bouncing castles and face painting to health screenings, hair grooming, and giveaways. Meet some of your favorite local businesses and get ready for the new school year with all the essentials. We'll have school supply vendors and local eateries with delicious treats. Don't miss out on the fun. The Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th at the Nassau Guardians parking lot, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the perfect way to celebrate the end of summer and get excited for a great school year. See you here.
Brought to you by The Walking Clinic, Boss, Alive, FML, Asa H. Pritchett, Nassau Agencies, Original Parties, Caribbean Bottling Limited, Purity, Ari the Artist, Little Caesars, Marcos, Wendy's.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. This text says, Shivago, since you are an economist and an academic attached to the University of the Bahamas, there's a video on YouTube with an interview with an economist named Richard Werner and Tucker Carlson. Please watch the video and give us your audience a commentary on it. Okay, we'll see. Says, good day. I trust all is well. I'm listening to your show today. Work on your career and academic journey. I need a copy or a link. Okay. Sure. You know something? Not knowing is not the same as being a fool. Okay? Not knowing is not the same as being a fool. Not knowing and refusing to learn when learning will help, may make you a fool. People have asked me over the years, they say, you have extensive knowledge of many things. And, you know, they say, you must read a lot. I hate to read. I read a lot, but I hate to read. But I don't care that I hate to read. I need the knowledge. So I read. I don't like to exercise. I really don't. But I need to exercise to help my health. So I exercise. And so really what we have to do is we have to be curious about the world. And to the extent that we are ignorant of something, we don't get embarrassed. We don't get angry and upset. We go and chase down the knowledge. And it does help. It helps enormously. I can't tell you how many things, positive things, having a certain knowledge has afforded me, enabled me. And so many, many others, like my colleagues and friends of mine, many others. And so this is where we have to, one of the things that we have to be about. And if you're a parent, listen to me, mom, dad, if you're a guardian, you don't even have to be bright, in quote. You don't have to be very knowledgeable, in quote. But if you can trigger your child's curiosity, by the way, we are going to do our back to school series. So that we help our students and their parents as they go back to school. So stay tuned for that. It'll be happening in September. And so we get you as much information as we can to help you. But trigger the child's curiosity and interest in learning. Keep things around that does it. Keep books around. And yeah, they can watch TV, but you know, every now and again, You gotta be crafty with it, right? Every now and again, you could slip in. So, let me tell you sometimes what I do, right? If I want my son to learn something, I won't say, come here, sit down and watch this YouTube with me. I'll sit down watching the YouTube, right? And then I'll call him and I'll say, hey, look here. And then I'll say, sit here for a minute. And then I might have something there, me and him gonna eat together. And, you know, and I may just light chat him up. But what I notice is he starts watching what I'm watching. And then he might start asking questions about it, right? So I didn't impose on him anything, because then that builds up resistance sometimes. I just invited him through a engagement. And that's that way you can get to learn, they can learn, you can learn together. You know, I asked my son the other day, why he was going to choose a certain profession. You know what he told me? He told me something I'd said to him over and repeatedly over the years. He said, because I think this is what is going to afford me the lifestyle I desire. My 16-year-old son said that to me. The mission is great. The challenge might be greater sometimes, but success is possible. And all we have to do is be focused, determined, disciplined, and willing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Be well.
Come take my walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.